He's a big threat. So they're trying to take him out now, and they're trying to trigger another January 6th. Yep. Oh, we're going to get Trump in Manhattan. Let's put up a bunch of cops with a bunch of bars around this place. Don't fall for
fall
it.
For fall it. For fall it. For fall it. For it.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 20th, 2023. Welcome to Day 790. Trump claimed that he will be arrested tomorrow and urged his supporters to protest, take our nation back. The claim comes while District Attorney Alvin Bragg considers filing criminal charges over Trump's handling of a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump, however, provided no clear basis for his expected arrest, and a Trump spokesperson said there had been no actual notification about an imminent arrest from Bragg's office. If charged, Trump would be the first former president in U.S. history to be indicted. Meanwhile, three House Republican committee chairmen are demanding that Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg testify before Congress about what plainly appears to be a politically motivated prosecutorial decision in any potential indictment of Trump in connection with hush money payments made before the 2016 election. The letter to Bragg comes before any decision on charging Trump with a crime has been made. House Republicans have threatened to defund Bragg's office, vowing to investigate if federal funds are being used to subvert our democracy by interfering in elections with politically motivated prosecutions. In related news, Trump asked a Georgia court to scrap the criminal investigation into efforts by him and his allies to overturn the presidential results in that state. The motion seeks to prohibit Fulton County DA Fannie Willis from filing any charges and to suppress the grand jury's final report, which recommended indictments for more than a dozen people. Trump's lawyers also requested that Willis be disqualified from further investigation and/or prosecution of this matter. Meanwhile, a federal judge ordered Trump's attorney to testify as part of the special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents. The judge said in an order under seal that the DOJ prosecutors had met the threshold for the crime fraud exception, a provision that allows prosecutors to get around attorney-client privilege when they have reason to believe that the legal advice or services have been used in furthering a crime. Prosecutors overseeing the investigation can now compel Evan Corcoran to answer more questions before a grand jury. Moving on, Wyoming became the first state to ban the use of pills for abortions. Republican Governor Mark Gordon signed a bill making it a felony to prescribe, sell, or use any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion. Violators could face up to 6 months in prison and a $9,000 fine. The legislation takes effect on July 1st, and in addition to prohibiting abortion pills in the state, Gordon allowed a second anti-abortion bill to become law without his signature. That law bans abortion under most circumstances. Meanwhile, Joe Biden vetoed legislation that would bar investment managers from weighing environmental, social, and corporate governance factors when selecting investments. It was Biden's first veto of his presidency, and despite ESG factors, shorthand for environment, social, and governance, being widely accepted investing principles since 2004, Republicans recently started attacking it as woke capitalism, which, they argue, attempts to force climate change politics into Americans' financial planning. Investment managers, however, are not required to consider ESG factors. They are simply encouraged to consider them. Biden tweeted, "This bill would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors MAGA House Republicans don't like." He added, "Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings, whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not." The rule will now stand, as Congress is unlikely to be able to get a two-thirds majority in each chamber in order to override Biden's veto. And finally, Earth will likely cross a critical threshold for global warming within the next decade, and the world's current plans to avoid catastrophic warming are inadequate. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports that unless there are deep, rapid, and sustained cuts to greenhouse gas emissions, global average temperatures will rise 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels sometime around the first half of the 2030s. Beyond that threshold, scientists warn that the climate disaster will become so extreme that humans will not be able to adapt to the impact of catastrophic heat waves, flooding, drought, crop failures, famines, and infectious diseases. Earth has already warmed an average of 1.1 degrees Celsius since the Industrial Age. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an end to new fossil fuel exploration and for rich countries to quit coal, oil, and gas by 2040. A climate expert at Greenpeace International warned this report is definitely a final warning on 1.5C. If governments stay on their current policies, the remaining carbon budget will be used up before the next IPCC report, due in 2030. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
Yeah, they better not put my president in prison. He represents 74 million Americans. And if he's the nominee, you're putting 74 million votes in prison. And that's how I see it.
Really?
On a bookkeeping charge. He put a payment to a woman in the legal column. That was in the wrong column. Hillary put the dossier in the same column and she got a fine. Mm-hmm.